Classrooms, the podcast where we explore the real voices, real stories, and the real reflections from educators, learners, and leaders shaping the classroom experience in South Africa and beyond. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanqana, and today's episode is titled Holding the Door Behind You. This isn't just a phrase, it's a metaphor for leadership, legacy, and responsibility, especially in the world of education. Now, let's start with a picture, something that you can visualize and see. You are walking through a heavy door, maybe. Maybe it's a classroom, it's a school boardroom, a university, or even an opportunity that few before you had access to. You enter and you succeed, you grow, you make a name for yourself, and then what? Do you hold the door behind you? Or do you let it slam shut, hoping someone else will figure it out how to open it again? Holding the door behind you is about leaving space for others, especially those who may never have had that chance without your effort, your voice, your presence. And in education, this metaphor is more than symbolic, it's practical. Because every teacher, every learner, every school leader has a role in making the door wider, lighter, and more accessible for those coming next. Let's be honest, let's talk honestly about access. In many communities, especially in under-resourced schools and townships, access to quality education still feels like trying to break through locked doors. I think of learners in grade 10 who have never had a stable mess teacher. I think of teachers working without textbooks or even functioning in toilets. I think of students who walk to school for kilometers only to be told they are late, you must turn around. When we gain access, whether to knowledge, to opportunities, to leadership, we must remember we didn't do it alone. Someone opened that door for us. Maybe it was a mentor, maybe it was a bursary, maybe it was a teacher who believed in us when we didn't believe in ourselves. And now, the responsibility shifts. It's our turn to hold the door open, not just with good intentions, but with action. So, what does it actually look like for teachers to hold the door behind them? It could be mentoring younger teachers who are still finding their feet, sharing resources, not holding them in fear of being outshined, recommending students for opportunities even when they don't see their own potential, challenging gatekeeping, those invisible walls that say, you are not good enough, or this is not for people like you. Sometimes it's as simple as telling a child, you can, you belong, this space was made for you too, because we aren't just teaching subjects, we are opening futures. Let me just bring this one close to home. There was a point in my journey when I nearly gave up. I felt invisible, overlooked, out of place. But one person just once said, I see you keep going. That changed everything. Now, when I walk into a space of leadership, I walk in remembering that someone held the door for me. And I ask myself, who am I holding it for now? Maybe it's the learner in the back of the class who doesn't speak much. Maybe it's a new teacher in the staff room who looks overwhelmed. Maybe, for example, it's a parent who feels too intimidated to ask questions at a school meeting. These people are watching us. They are waiting for us. And they are depending on us not to do everything for them, but to hold the door long enough so that they can enter too. So, here's my challenge for you today. Whether you are a principal, a teacher, whether you're a student, a policymaker, ask yourself, whose future am I making room for? Where have I come through? And what can I do to make the path easier for the next one? Let's normalize generosity in education. Let's make mentorship, encouragement, and collaboration part of the school culture. Let's stop pulling the ladder up behind us, because success is not just walking through the door. It's turning around, looking back, and holding it open for someone else. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Talking Classrooms. I'm Bulelani Makhwanqana, and I hope this reflection stays with you. If you have found this episode meaningful, please share it with an educator, a student, or someone you believe is doing the hard work of holding the door. Follow the podcast for more real conversations about education, leadership, and growth. Until next time, keep the classroom open and keep holding the door.